After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is the last episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. We're all here. We're going to celebrate, and it's going to be all sorts of ratchetness. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Who ever thought that these girls would get crumped?
We
going for broke, son.
Who shot you?
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's the last show of the season. Second part of the reunion. We are all here, finally. It's been a minute.
Right.
But, you know, we had to make sure we put the Avengers together for the last show. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me is the beautiful, the talented.
Ooh.
She always got that off-the-shoulder game on lock.
Oh.
Trinity Todd.
What's up, you
last
guys?
Last show, he taking all the shots.
Oh, it's your girl, Trinity. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinity. And who's next to Moy? Who's my
Interesting. Interesting. Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
Yeah, it's your boy Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram at Be Your Own Dad.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't have time for social media because I own my own shop. I don't have time to look at anything.
Even though I'm on it
24/7. Right, exactly.
I own my own shop.
Right,
that's
I own
right.
my own shop. I own
hey,
my shop.
Well, I own this shirt, so what? What's your point?
We should do the whole show with quotables. Let's just quote everybody. Just quote everybody. That's how I just have a conversation of quotables.
Is there so
no, you should do that.
Right.
I make movies.
I make movies. I make movies. So ladies and gentlemen, second installment. We can just go down the line. Is that the source? Go down all the ways.
This is everything. This is the jelly
of the
peanut butter.
Right,
exactly.
The cream to the cheese.
The salt to the pepper.
Oh gosh, it's terrible. Okay, so second installment. Reunion, part two, all of that. We start off with Stevie talking to Jocelyn. Now, they hinted, you know, in dramatic fashion, as they do, that Jocelyn was not there. She was refusing to come. We see that Stevie had gone out to try to wrangle her to come in there. Right, exactly. This is what he does.
Yeah.
And so he goes out to try to, you know, convince her to come back in period, to the studio. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not exploiting myself. I only like one person, and that's Dime. And, you know, I don't care about anybody else. And I make movies, and I don't need this anymore. Right. I'm just like, wait. Did I miss something?
Did anyone look up her IMBD?
Well, I
went
to
Redbox. The porn industry is a $50 billion industry, guys. Let's not, come on, don't be ignorant.
This isn't your first day. All right, please carry on.
She said she's maybe she's going to make movies. Maybe she's
movies like Mimi.
I don't know. She said I make movies, so I just was like, I went to Redbox. I looked her up. I didn't see anything.
Maybe she making movies like 50 Cent. Those 50 Cent movies.
Oh yeah, the straight to DVD.
Yeah.
Let me see a title.
What? Don't Love and Hip Hop come out on DVD. That's what it is.
Well, you know, maybe it's because, you know, she produced her pregnancy delivery.
That was a documentary.
You know, that was a documentary.
You're right.
That's her first movie right there.
Boom. You're right.
First movie. She's probably working on another documentary. Sag? I'm just saying, she's trying to get a SAG card.
She came out to California and took like acting classes and stuff.
That's
you remember
right.
the thing?
She might have filmed something. We don't know about. Could be coming out 2018.
Come on, son.
I mean, Jocelyn might be in these streets doing her thing.
She's been in Miami for sure. I did a little Instagram stalking. I was like, who she with? I was on her Instagram, her Twitter. She's been in Miami. Uh-huh. She's been with the baby on the beach. You know, she's just trying to have a normal life, guys. All right, is that what it is?
Okay,
that's what it's going
making
on.
Movies and you know take care of her baby.
Yeah. Okay. Chilling with the alligators.
Okay, word.
That's what's up.
I mean, if that's what you're doing, you know, then more power to you. My thing is, do you all think that she is done with the show?
I think she's done, and I think it's going to take God to come down and bring her back on this show.
But
if you ever want to see Jocelyn Hernandez,
I would not be surprised if some other network or some other production company,
reality show type thing,
reached out to her and tried to snag her, because it's clear that she can run the show, kind of. I mean,
well, I agree with Stevie in the sense that she does feel like it is the Jocelyn show, and he was mentioning, like, you know, this is an ensemble cast type thing, and she feels like it should be her. And if you really notice, we did start to see her, I don't want to say her popularity, but with the introduction of more characters, that's more, you know, playing time. And then, of course, you see what Kirk and Rashida did. They took over this season, right?
Which we just had a great comment in the comics section about the Kirk and Rashida. We didn't get no results. What happened? Like, what type of finale is this? Left us on the edge.
It's life. Sometimes you don't have all the answers.
It's
love and hip hop.
It's love. Yeah.
It's all about love and hip hop. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a situation where, you know, we see that, and, you know, she's waiting. She's like, you know, I'm not the star anymore. And then, you know, icing on the cake, you got Estelita, you know, coming in that takes away her, you know, situation with Stevie J and making that money.
She's not the princess anymore.
She's not the Puerto. I mean, she's the Puerto Rican princess, but the goddess.
The princess to a goddess.
Exactly.
Jay-Z said that.
Panamanian goddess.
I guess.
Jay-Z said that on that 444.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Stevie J is full of it. He's obsessed with Jocelyn. He's in Miami with Jocelyn right now.
Mm-hmm. Free Bonnie Bella. T-shirts are on sale at TRepublic.com.
I definitely think he is attracted to the craziness of Jocelyn.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I mean, a lot of men are. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. There's a certain attractiveness to craziness. Not saying that we all falter to that. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. It is a real thing.
Mm, they just want you to see what they want you to see. So they're going to create this little picture, like have free Bonnie Bella t-shirts and that there's some drama going on in the family. But Stevie J and Jocelyn, they're always going to be together. They're always going to be up each other's butt cracks.
I mean, just now they are attached, literally.
Well, they got a child.
Their whole life.
Yeah,
so,
they got a child.
They ain't going nowhere.
And when asked, you're like, oh, you still going to be together? I don't know. I'll still hit, though. Like, I mean, he basically is like, dude, I'm still going to be around. You know, I'm still going to, you know, that's me over there.
Yeah, that's me.
I love how he was like, it's Jordan Pippen. I was like, you're going to compare yourself to, like, one of the best duels in the NBA? I don't know about that.
One of the best duos in reality television history, okay?
Right.
All right?
Is that what it
Steve
is?
Fun Flavor Flav.
Actually, no. Flavor Flav in New York. I don't know. They might have had them running for the competition.
Fuck that.
I don't know.
That ain't no Stevie J.
That ain't no Stevie J and Jocelyn Hernandez.
All right, get out of here.
I don't know.
Come on, son.
I don't know.
Real and Chance. Amen.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, step aside.
Oh, my God.
I honestly don't think that this is... I don't think this is the last we've seen of Jocelyn. And the only reason why I say that is because if Stevie is going to continue to be on the show, Jocelyn is going to somehow be connected. She might not be a principal cast member, please believe she's going to make an appearance.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Mm-hmm. And especially if they start doing this to her, you know, and breaking out that bread,
that bank,
which is what she, you know, she wants.
Yeah.
Oh, trust and believe she'll be there.
But she was on Facebook Live, you know, basically going live and talking about Mona and how Mona,
I saw that. Remember? I saw that. I did see that.
Basically, so I think that she's going to write a tell-all. She's going to reveal some secrets.
Yeah.
And Tommy is going to be the new Jocelyn. We already see it emerging, the craziness.
And we've spoken about this too as well. Yeah, you
know? I agree with that.
But she's going to... I feel like Jocelyn needs to write a tell-all book.
What she got to tell?
She has a lot to tell.
Besides, who done it in between?
She's the Puerto Rican princess. You don't get to be the Puerto Rican princess and not have anything to say.
You guys remember when she had like a performance in I don't know where, mm-hmm. and she like messed up the words on stage or something. Well, that's what they made it appear as.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And come to find out, it was like a kids event. Was that?
Yeah, that was on the spinoff. That was on the Stevie J spinoff.
I remember that. You know, I think with her, and you talk about writing a tell-all book. I forget that she's just turning 30. Like, she's, you know,
y'all
she
still was believe in that? Come on, son.
I believe.
Come on, son.
She's
okay.
I believe. Finally, come on, fam.
I believe.
Like.
Need more people.
No,
right?
I believe. You need more people. No, I believe. I do believe that. I believe that she's had, and that's why I think maybe a book could be an option. I don't know who would, you know, be a part of that.
Amazon.
You know, I can see whatever. It. But I'm sure she's been, I mean, you look at the history of, you know, when her being a stripper, even before that. I mean, she's broke down on the show and she's had moments.
Definitely has a crazy story.
That's what I'm saying. She's talked about her life and things that she's been through, and we did get a glimpse of her family a little bit, you know, at one point in time. So I think, I mean, it's something, and I think she probably has enough of a fan base to where that they would want that.
Oh, for sure,
you know, want to see that. So she's been a part of two spinoffs. I mean, it's there, which is another reason why I think she's like, no, I'm Jocelyn Hernandez, like I'm the one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be on top.
Not DJ Khaled. it's Jocelyn Hernandez.
I'm the one.
Well, she has a workout strategy going on. She's been posting a lot of workout videos on Instagram.
Is that right?
And getting a lot of feedback from her fans who've been losing weight. And we've been seeing her post videos selling on her rooftop of her
maybe
working out.
Maybe some Fashion Nova.
So
apparel.
Maybe she might turn into, you know, the fitness side, the Rosa lifestyle Costa. Side. Mm-hmm. It, you know, sky's the limit
sky's
with
the
Jocelyn.
Limit.
You know?
Sky's the limit.
That's right. I mean, speaking of sky's the limit, reminds me of Sky from Chicago. What's the show? Black Ink?
Black Ink.
Because I remember she started to do some fitness stuff, too, on her page. And I think she was leaning towards that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jocelyn was doing the same.
Oh, that's Black Ink New York. You're talking about the original Black Ink. Yeah. She did. Yeah. Well, that was, that scene. That
you
was,
remember, oh,
I do.
Such
that was terrible. That was terrible. Yeah, I don't think that's really going to happen. Like, I don't think there's any danger. No one is in danger of that coming out. Like, anybody in the, you know, industry.
But the crazy part is she's got a fan base. So
she does,
which we've seen all on Instagram. Right. All you need is a couple of followers who believe the stuff that you actually type.
Social media is huge. I mean, we've seen people, I mean, it commands certain things. I mean, people get endorsements. Like, there's a lot that goes on.
Sponsors,
if you have, exactly, all that kind of stuff.
Which means that's why y'all gotta follow me at home so I can get all them things at Be Your Own Dad. I'm sorry, I just had to plug that in real quick.
Shameless plug,
you know,
when we're all trying to come up. you're the only one. Like, we're all established, like, hey guys, let me get this in real quick because I'm really trying to make it, guys. Look.
Hey, I'm up here for a reason.
Yo, Liv is taking heads today.
Oh, he is. It's the last one. I'm coming.
Okay. We got a whole half hour left.
We do.
It's cool.
Speaking of Panamanian goddess, Athalita does show up, and she basically, this is my thing. She's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to the next level, you know, with Stevie, and I think he can take me there. And I feel like, where are these people going to the next level with Stevie? Like, I feel like, no, for real, like, I'd say, but kind of not, because it's just like there's so many other producers out there. And you talk about just Atlanta. I mean, she moved from what, Miami?
LA.
Or LA, excuse me.
I don't know.
LA to come to You know what I'm saying?
ATL. Which, actually, I heard ATL is the new entertainment.
Exactly. I've heard that, too. And I'm not shading that, because, obviously, L.A., we know, as we all live here, can be very saturated. So maybe ATL might be a different situation. But I'm like, Stevie J?
It's always greener.
Like, Stevie J, though? Like, that's the one that's going to take you?
I mean,
Bad Boy Affiliate.
He got her on Love and Hip Hop.
Bad Boy Affiliate. Like, how long? That's true. That was like 96.
Can't stop, like, won't stop.
Can't stop, look.
Jodeci? Like, what are you going to do? I was on Jodeci.
Jodeci still rock.
Jodeci does still rock. Talk to me. Anyway, I think it's more of a ploy of let me get on the show and build my popularity there. That's what I think that is.
And then she tried to play like she was this good girl, this little innocent Miss Stevie J, don't touch me. And right. Then we see this video.
We seen it.
All right.
Uh huh.
We seen it. Stevie J. That's true.
Identical to Jocelyn.
That happened.
Identical.
Yeah.
It's like, that's his move.
Shake
that's
it
his
for
move.
Me.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's his move. Well, he obviously has a type. And who was it? Was it Dime was saying, like, you know, yeah, you work with her, but, you know, she's obviously pretty too. So. Yeah. Would she, if she looked a different way, would you still want to work with her? Would you still, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this is, and I mentioned this to you, and I was like, I said, do we ever see her sing, or do we ever see her perform?
Nope. I never knew she was pursuing a singing career until she mentioned it on the show. Well, on the reunion.
No, which, you didn't see her that early?
No, you knew that. Come on, she was the first goddess or some shit.
All she was known for was her pretty face up until.
But she came to Stevie because of the music.
No.
She came to Stevie for Love and Hip Hop, clearly.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I find it odd. If you even remember, like, go way back, Carly Rae even was performing. Do you remember when Carly Rae was performing? That was
at the club.
It was so terrible. Like, people forget that. Like,
I think they're like, all right, we're gonna do a new episode. Who wants to try performing? You?
Yeah.
You think you got it? Okay, sure. Come do your thing.
That was so. I wish we had that clip. Wish we had that queued up, because that was really bad. But I'm saying, like, and we've never seen that again, right? She just became a fixture on the show. What I'm saying is, everyone we've seen Jocelyn. Anybody that says, like, I'm trying to get on. We've seen him perform something, at least once. We didn't see her perform anything, and I feel like that's kind of suspect.
It is, because Jocelyn, at least, we've seen her, them going to the beach and shooting a music video. Estelita, we only seen her on the rooftop with a fan and some low-budget photographer that they hired.
Taking some pictures, and that's
like,
about it.
We can't take you seriously. We don't, even Tammy has an EP that's coming out, and
she didn't even come on for that.
Right. You don't even have any material.
Right.
We don't believe you.
I mean, usually they'll feature their song. Right. On like, go to B20, you can hear their song. We have no track from Estelita. We have nothing. I'm wondering if there's anything on YouTube. Like, that might be something to check on, or Instagram or something. I just feel like I just smell some fraud going on. Because
I would watch Mother Have Her as my even stepmom.
Right. Me. And she was just like, I ain't trying to be nobody's stepmom. Like, don't put me in that category. Please. I don't know. Supposedly she squashes the beef with Carly Red, which I still don't understand why there was beef in the first place.
Interesting.
Carly, right. Carly threw, I guess it's Lita was throwing shots because Carly's old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so Carly took offense to that because she's clearly not old. And so
she's 35, guys.
She's not.
And she runs a store. She runs a store.
She doesn't have time to age.
I run five stores.
She doesn't have time to age.
Atlanta.
She's running
Piedmont, Peach Street.
I run so many stores.
College Park.
I have so many stores right now. I own so many stores, guys. I don't have time for social media.
We're moving into the airport eventually.
Right. But supposedly they squash their beef. They're still not cool. But they squash their beef, you know, for the cameras. So I don't know. I mean, I think, I don't know if we're going to see Estelita. I mean, obviously if Stevie J is there, I'm wondering if we're going to see Estelita in the next season. Because I feel like, I don't know if her character, I feel like her character was almost like to antagonize Jocelyn. And I feel like that's kind of what her role was, because that's really what happened. You know, she, you know, got Jocelyn kind of pushed out the way. So, and I don't know, we haven't seen enough to her. It's not like she could be the new Jocelyn far as, like, you know, the role in the show. So I'd be curious to see if she ends up coming back next season. You know, I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
She's a goner.
So, Mama D and Ernest.
Wait, before we move on, guys, if you have superlatives and you're in the chat, go ahead and drop them in right now.
Because
we're
going to
cover it at the end of the show. So if you have superlatives, go ahead and drop them in now, and we'll cover them at the end of the show.
And for you, those Ernest. That don't know what superlatives means, awards. Right. Awards.
Last week on the show, we said we will figure out who's got the worst storyline, the best scene.
Yeah, we'll make up superlatives, and then we'll give awards at the end of the show. So if you have them, drop them in. Oh. But I'm sorry, Ernest.
Ernie. Carly Red is an actress and a singer. Sky Patterson got lots to say.
Sky Patterson's been riding us since the beginning. Since so day shout out to one. You.
Yeah, Sky Patterson holds it down.
CC Freak as well. I see Monica. I'm sorry, Monica in here.
Oh yeah, Mona's up in here. What's up, Mona Scott?
Right.
You got some explaining to do.
You got some explaining to do, girl.
She got a lot going on.
You got some explaining to do.
All right. So Mama D and Ernest, we saw a little bit of them. Actually, a lot, which some I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Mama D.
I see that, why that never aired.
Right, yeah. Hallelujah. I love how, like, he says, like, y'all know I got the craziest woman in all of Atlanta, right? And, like, no one disagreed with her. not even her. Like, she could even be like, what? Crazy? No, it's me.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I like Ernie, man. I from day one, ever since we said Ernie.
Day one, like Sesame him. Street, we go way back.
I like Ernie. Like, I think he's cool. Like, and I like how he kind of balances, well, to some degree, Mama D out. He definitely, I feel like Scrappy and him, like, I feel like he's done a great service to Scrappy, because before Ernie
took some of that pressure off.
Exactly.
It was all on Scrappy.
All on Scrappy.
Yeah.
All in his business, showing up where he was. Remember when his baby mama and she used to be on the show, like, he was all up in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he definitely took some of the heat, from him, and we didn't really see her, like, on him too much this season. So,
we didn't see much of Mama D, really. I mean, it started out with her dancing in the street.
Right.
Yeah. Doing the whole big parade.
What are they called? That's the what marching band?
Thing with the
drum major?
Drum major? Yeah. She was getting her drum major.
Drum line?
Right. Drum line senior edition.
And Ernie was the conductor. Right. He conducted.
Hilarious.
He was directing the video.
The class that never graduated.
Hey guys, check this out. He's paying bills now.
Watch out now.
He's paying bills now.
No more mama's milk and cookies.
I just feel like he gets, I feel like she definitely goes hard on him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I feel like he sticks it out though.
It's completely demasculating.
Yeah.
Emasculating.
Yeah. I mean, we clearly know who wears the pants in that relationship.
Mama did
the pants, the panties,
show.
The drawers,
the granny pants,
the boots, the diaper.
In that order.
Mama D just wants her own show. That's all it is. I could see her being the next.
You think I can survive though?
Getting a
YouTube
web series.
Cook lady? You remember that lady that cooked on YouTube?
Oh, right, yeah.
That old black lady that, like, used to cook on YouTube.
There definitely is a demographic for her, like 65 and plus senior citizens who don't have much to do.
Like I said,
besides
this
watch,
evening,
you know,
on WGN at 11, Mama D.
Mama D's own show.
Mama D's Corner.
Mama D and M.
Mama D and M. That's the show. That's the show right there.
We should pitch it. Pitch it to Mona and be like, we need a spinoff. Mama D and them. Ernest will be holding. What you
that's
mean?
That's a good ass day.
He got the Crisco.
My grandma would see first 5 minutes. Be like, I ain't watching this mess.
Right.
And all Ernest? Of it, my day was some mess.
I think that would be great. In that order, like, you'd hear that like 80 times. All right. So we saw. I mean, lovely Mimi. We saw a little bit of her last week. I feel like she was. To me, she was probably the like. How can I say? The non-existent person of the show. Like, I feel like she was not needed at all.
At all.
Like, I feel like she got on the show because she had a big social media following.
Mm-hmm.
And I
she
feel
got
like,
1 million followers on Instagram.
Right. And I feel like that was like, oh, she's got all these followers. Maybe that might add, you know,
but
a situation.
But come to find out, she's basic.
Basically. There's
was
nothing
that a
there.
Come to find out thing, or was that... present, I mean, well, in the first 30 seconds.
I find it so interesting, especially living out here. You know, you see all these people with all these massive followings. So I'm thinking, oh, they must be somebody. Like, right. what do you do? But come to find out, you just work in a nail shop.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
that's the glam shop.
She rented her own shop.
Once she got that email, she was like, "I'm coming."
Right, exactly.
You lit. You came all the way.
You lit. I respect that.
Wait, time out. Wait,
guys. Hopping. That is a like 8-hour drive from DC.
Yo, son, but why did she? I really cannot stand her.
Don't let them play you, son. Don't you ever let them talk to
you
like that.
That's lit that you came down. Like, first of all, that doesn't make sense. Like, you're not going to tell someone that's lit. Like,
you got your own nail shop. Your own tech. You didn't even go to school for this. Hey, no man. License.
The fact that you got up this morning and got dressed on your own, that's lit.
That's lit, man.
You did that on your own and don't ever let anybody take that away from you. All right?
Melissa,
you put that watch on yourself.
I won't.
You put that band on yourself.
Yeah.
You button your shirt up. You ain't miss a button. You ain't miss a button.
Shoot his back.
That's lit.
You shoot his back. Hold on one second, man.
You was smart.
Y'all say shooter.
You was important. That's what I was waiting on.
They don't want to see you win.
I want to see you win.
Oh, my God.
I just want to win like y'all. That's all.
Now holler at me after the show,
all
right?
Right. She has this pseudo beef with Carly. I think that's all superimposed. I was like, whatever.
She is on Jules.
Right, exactly.
And you have on Sequins. And this whole episode was sponsored by Sequins and Jules. Did we notice how everybody had on Sequins and Jules?
And partnership with Limerita. Let's not forget.
Limerita.
Young Jock and Melissa had on matching flats. Did anyone notice that?
Man, they was like, the car's gonna be out there at 6. Jock woke up at 5:50, like,
Jock had straight up house shoes on.
He had
the ashes on the back of his foot.
I was quite jealous of how comfortable he was.
He had the cracked heels showing. Like, Jock, come on, man. You're supposed to do the whole wardrobe. Like, he really did have some slippers on.
It was like slippery.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that... I still can't get over that conch that he has on his head. He you can tell like he takes pride.
Oh,
like
definitely.
On that reunion show, that was like that thing had was edged. I've never seen a hair like that edged up
strategically placed where it needed to be.
Right. He had it edged up.
There was not a hair out of place.
No, he had it cracking. And this is, speaking of Jock, they supposedly, help me out, because it seemed like...
Listen, I've been trying to figure out the whole season, right? I don't know what to tell you.
So, did Jock and Carly Red smash in Jamaica?
They did something.
Seems so.
Because she said jerk chicken, so I'm like, is that like I don't know. Is
I know she was supposed to be with my man Caesar off of Black Ink.
They didn't even reveal that. They kind of did.
They was like, he was just like, you know,
Caesar's getting picked up. Yeah, by Carly.
I felt like that was just intersectional VH1-ness. Like, hey, we
cross promotion.
Exactly.
Black Ink some more is coming views out, on right? Black Ink. So
can you just
do this real quick episode?
Real quick. That's all. I love, they discussed Jamaica and everything that went down in Jamaica. And I love how Treasure, without an A, says, says Dime didn't touch her, only snatched her wig. Wait, so.
I will call the police. I will call the police. No, cause this is too much. I will call the police. I know the number.
But wait. If you say, like, you didn't touch me, you just grabbed my hair. Like, that's the same thing as touching.
Like, they really stressing me out.
Like, you didn't hit me, you just grazed my shoulder.
You feel me touching you?
Don't touch me.
I didn't touch you yet.
I felt it.
I was like, dude, are you serious? Like, I feel like they're so displaced. Like, oh, you didn't touch me, you just grabbed my wig. No, she touched you. She snatched her wig. She touched all over you, and you got drugged.
The worst was that shot of her like going like this, trying to pick.
Oh,
like, at this point, like just let it be.
Let it go.
Like
she just left that.
She's like,
the wig fell off at the beach, though, and you can't get that back once it hits the waves.
And then press on nails was like a comb.
Like, once it, bye-bye.
Go off. It's gone. It's gone. I feel like the realest moment was Tommy when asked about her mother. I feel like that was genuine.
Agreed.
I feel like that's obviously been a struggle with her. And I like the fact that it came out as that when she was explaining how her mom even appeared to be on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, she was saying she saw the other mothers that supported them and the other cast members.
I want my mama on the show.
Stuff like that.
But we got word that was all fake. She's all putting on an act. That's what's her name said when they called in?
Mama!
She was like, everybody on stage is being fooled by Tommy right now. This is an act.
I mean, but can you really trust that? Because
Mama told
it's
me.
Coming from, it's from, not coming from KK.
TV.
Yeah. I shopped at the mall for you.
Right, there's a whole lot.
Not a discount store, but the mall.
Shopped at the mall.
Right,
there is a whole lot that
I could have went to Ross.
I cooked for you.
Never mind.
What I was supposed to do,
guys. Can we stop tracking?
You were supposed to.
That was sad though. Like I was gonna catch a case for you. Like, no, Mom, I don't want you to do that. Like, that's not to be you celebrated. I personally think, I mean, like I said, I know what KK said. She was, first of all, I still have an issue with that because she didn't show up because of an operation, but she looked fine to me. Like, I'm thinking operation, you're going to have
KK?
A bandage or you're going to be like, you know,
what
something like she was in full gown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's about to go somewhere. Like,
well, from what I've heard after surgery, can't really move that much.
Oh, is that what
so,
it is?
You know, if you're going to be up there on the Love and Hip Hop stage, you need to be ready to buck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to put their feet on the table. They're going to be jumping over security. Right. Like, all of that.
I think she might have been afraid that she might have got drugged or something like that. Like,
she's really too old for that.
That's what I'm saying. She's older now.
A lot of them are too old for a whole lot of stuff that they do.
Somebody.
She's gonna get that DDT, baby.
No, but it's sad about the Tommy situation because it really does look like her mom was acting because the camera's around. Like, I feel really bad for Tommy because it's like she was saying her and her mom were super close, and then when the cameras came around, it was like her mom was turned into a whole different person.
Right.
I know a lot of people who, when that camera turns on, they switch up, so I'm not surprised to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We do that over here. Anyway.
I don't know. That's you all the time. Speak for yourself, sir.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, I personally think, you know, looking at the, you know, what Tommy coming was two seasons now that she was on, and seeing, I could see her, I don't know who it was, you that said to be in the next Jocelyn just because of how she is. But I feel like she's that way because of her mother. And I think we saw a glimpse, of that in every time we saw her mother. Like, her mother was crying in every scene. She was like, I just want a relationship.
Emotional.
But it was like,
emotional.
Right, very emotional. But her justification of what she did, like again, like we were saying, like, I stole for you. And I was like, no, that's not what I want you to do. Like, I didn't want you to do that. That's not, I wanted a mother to be there.
Right.
And so I feel like Tommy is a product of her environment. And I feel like because of her mom and how she is, I feel like that's why Tommy is jaded. That's why Tommy flies off the handle. I feel like all the stuff that she puts herself through, the rest, all of that kind of, to be like, I just don't want to get rested this year. Like, I want to go 1 year without getting rested. Like, for you to say that, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You didn't just do that on your own. I feel like that's, you know, coming from something else. And I feel like seeing her mom and even like the alcoholic issues, because we saw that, and her mom can't even not drink. Here she is, they're trying to have some intervention, and it's like the mom can't, you know, has to have a drink, you know, and then goes left.
As sad as that these women are grandmothers, KK specifically, and she's on social media like talking mess about Tommy, airing out everything like on Facebook Live. Facebook Live post people to family. You over here, like, embarrassing the whole family. Like, I just don't think that these people realize that they have kids and grandkids that are watching. Like, kids really do have, I mean, families really do have access to, like, everything. So it's just like, what are you trying to prove and what are you trying?
Do you think they care, though?
I don't, the check makes them not care. The money. The money.
That's true.
How much will you sell your
soul? I think it's that, and I think it's also pride. Because, like, the money will get you to, like, do it. And now that you out in front of everybody, it's like, oh, well, you ain't gonna have me out here looking crazy.
Right, yeah. That's true.
And so they try to, but the whole social media thing and going in each other, like again, these are grandmas, like at the end of the day. And it's like, no, I mean, we keep it on perspective. And it's like, really, you're gonna go to social media, like Instagram?
Really? You're gonna act like that?
You're gonna go to Instagram and put on blast on Instagram? Like, you're not,
imagine them trying to make it work.
Right.
Is the song?
Right.
Yeah, can
wait,
I see
so
it?
How do you get the thing?
How
to
do
record?
I? Wait.
Is it record?
Okay.
Okay, now. Okay,
listen now, here, youngin'. Let me tell you something.
Can this thing hear me?
Right.
Can this thing
I ain't to be
me?
Messed with.
Let me put my teeth in.
I ain't to be messed with.
Hold on.
But it must have been something really, like, you know, just a lot that we don't know, because Tommy, like, walking off the stage and stuff, like, she's really. This is like
that's.
Real
I feel
stuff.
Like it's
like,
real.
You
I feel
know?
Like it's very real. Like I don't think that was an act. Like I feel like because when we first were introduced to Tommy, mm-hmm. remember she was with KK's dude, Scrap, right? And supposedly, KK introduced her to Scrap. They were friends already. Remember, which is obviously also something because it's like, wait a second, you're this age, she's this age. How does that work?
She's an old head.
You know, this is an old head. And I feel like Tommy, and it makes sense looking at now this season with her own mother to look to someone that's like a motherly figure.
Yeah.
And I feel like KK was a motherly figure to her, and that's why she gravitated to her because she didn't really have a sense of that in her life. And then Scrap was a byproduct of that. It's like, oh, okay, cool. That didn't work out, but it was like they still want to maintain friends, but it ended up going left, and I think it was like, oh, okay, well, you diss me, I'm gonna diss you more. And then it just became this, you know, who can...
Mm-hmm. Anything you can do, I can do better. Other.
See, I got this son or whatever,
right.
And he's looking for a girlfriend for this new show we got going. So, you with it, right?
You down for it?
You down for it? Oh, okay. So, I think that's what happened.
Very true. Very likely. But, I mean, I feel like her problem, like Tommy's issues... I said this before, and I'll say it again. I think she's the realest person on the show.
Right.
Like, when it comes down to, like, I feel like that's her. Like, I don't feel like she turns on for the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
putting
she's
putting on
just,
a front or anything.
Yeah, I think that's just her. I feel like she has a bunch of issues, like seeing her mom, you know, whatever the case is. You notice we never talk about her kids, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, I think there's a lot going on with her. And she, I mean, when you wear, like, pants like that, like...
Mm-hmm. You like, going to the pants?
No, I'm just saying, like, something is not.
Like, you getting a jail card. You going to jail. Either apologize to me publicly mm-hmm. or you going to jail.
Right.
Like,
no, but
you know what that reminded me of? When Ray J called into the Breakfast Club about Fab. And he's like, you gonna apologize yeah. on the Breakfast Club for being a
yeah.
bitch ass nigga.
Blah,
blah, blah. Y'all,
yeah,
you look lost.
That.
Okay,
I remember that.
Wait,
hilarious.
He was calling out Fabulous?
Yeah, because there was an altercation the night before at Floyd's house.
And then they had like a little recording too of like they was at this award show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like Fab swung on him or some shit like that. I don't remember exactly what
or
happened.
Or something. So Ray J called the Breakfast Club demanding Fab to
apologize
publicly, which never happened.
Of course.
And that's just what
interesting.
Interesting. Look it up, bro. You will laugh.
It's funny.
If he really
wants
it
to laugh,
called into the Breakfast
type
Club.
Type
yeah,
in the
it's
YouTube
really funny.
Ray J Breakfast Club
and
rant.
Fab is already a comedian, so it's just like when he starts digging into you, like, it's
and
funny.
Then he starts to talk like booty goons and stuff. Yeah, it's
this.
Funny, right?
I
it's true.
See
it's
I
funny.
Gotta
true.
See this.
It's
I gotta see this. I gotta see this.
I got 6 Rolls Royces outside.
Yeah.
No, but going back, I did the dig on the pants, but honestly, I feel like she does have, I mean, this is really her, and I feel like she does have a lot of things going on, and it was just aired out, unfortunately, on TV like this with her mother. I don't think, and I think that they did kind of, the fact her mother being on the show was kind of bamboozling. I don't think she thought it was going to end up like that. Mm-hmm. I think she thought it was going to be a different situation, and then it went, like, whatever the case. Cameras came on, whatever. We need you to turn up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We got some more money for
the
you.
The confession.
Exactly.
She said the interview.
Right. All of that. I feel like that might have been after the fact. And Tommy, because every time you see Tommy with her mom, she feels blindsided.
Mm-hmm. She does, yeah.
Every time. It's just
whoa.
Like, wait,
that's
what?
True.
Huh? Yeah. What? Why are you, why? What are you doing?
We
like,
just out to eat.
Yeah. Like, why are you saying this right now? Like,
right.
Just every time.
Right.
So,
that's true.
I don't know. We'll see. Someone I don't like, Melissa.
She still had no reason to be there on the whole season.
I love how the, so you see, the host is like, yeah, so how are you cool with everybody? Like, she's, like how, you know, what are you, I'm just, you know, these relationships go deep. Like,
and then one of them even said, oh no, they're all old relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Old. What are you doing on now?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're old relationships.
Yeah, then leave it to be old.
And she was with Carly? That's what she said. She said Carly.
Wait, she said she was with... Oh, I missed that.
I that was kind of off.
Man, weird Melissa to me. Be with everybody. I wouldn't be surprised if she's with
Jocelyn. Well, she was talking about... She was talking about...
Well, you're evil, dog. Her- you're evil.
To Arian.
You do all this, like, I host at After Buzz. I'm such a good guy. You're evil, dog.
You're evil.
You're evil.
You try to go
you
green.
You have nothing to, go green. To offer.
Wait,
nothing.
You're
like,
wait,
I do poetry.
Wait, yo.
You're evil, dog.
You're evil.
That was the best diss, I think, ever. When you see with her, she was like, yeah, you try to go green. You, what? I eat healthy.
I eat healthy.
And I'm like, wait, why is this a diss right now? You're going this hard on her so because she's not a true vegan? Like, really? Like, that's some LA stuff.
Yeah,
like,
for
that's
real.
Something in LA you'd be like, what?
Right.
You don't go green. What? You don't recycle, son? Son, you don't recycle?
Disrespectful.
What? You eat beef, son? It ain't grass fed, son? Like, what's wrong with you, son? You are an imposter. Poser, son. Like, she really, that was her go-to. Like, I'm like, and then it just became super awkward, and Aaron was like, well, I look good. I'm like, well, yeah, cause you wear dresses.
Cause you wear dresses. Your body poses look better than mine. You wear dresses.
Like, what?
You're evil, dog.
That whole experience. And then that circle. That sounds like when you're a little kid and you just don't have that else there. You like, your mom eat dirt. Like, you just ran out. Like, you just, your mom eat dirt. Random, like, yeah. It's random. Like, you evil. Like, what? I'm evil. Like, because, you know, I still like to eat chicken. Like, I just, like.
She was just reaching at that point. Yeah, she was needed something.
I'm telling you, because she didn't have nothing. Like,
she was
this
so
whole,
funny.
I do not.
She hasn't had anything the whole season.
I do not want her to come back. If she, I just, please.
She's
I'm going to put a petition out. Do not let Melissa come back at all. Like, she does not. And it was just like her whole role this whole season is she was just trying to
like
get everybody together like a camp
like the
counselor.
Mediator or something.
She was like
yeah.
a camp counselor. Like, we don't need a camp counselor. And
but
then, you know what I'm saying?
Melissa was so Mimi's, funny. You know, little work. Mm-hmm. And last season, Mimi had, you know, her little girlfriend. The girlfriend wasn't really saying anything, so they needed a new girlfriend to say something. So Melissa was like, oh, her girlfriend last season wasn't talking? Well, I'm going to talk.
Do all the talking.
And I'm going to be, you know,
right.
everybody's
you know
friend.
What? Mimi's girlfriend last season looked very similar to Melissa when you think about it.
So, we'll see.
Do you guys remember?
I
feel like they had, like, the same swag, kind of.
I mean, it's a type. It's a type. I mean, she obviously... Okay. Likes a certain type of woman.
Okay.
But the difference, I think, but see, that's the thing though, because they never were a couple. They never were, or at least Mimi didn't claim her to be a couple.
Right.
Remember when she first was introduced, she was like, this is my friend. And Melissa was like, oh,
yeah, didn't even want to
yeah,
bring
we
her
friends,
on the scene.
But
yeah.
I really want to.
But after
be
midnight.
More, right. I want to be more.
We're not.
And so it was like, Mimi was not claiming her at all. So I feel like she just kept pushing and it was like, wait, you're not going to claim me? Okay, let me go to someone else. Hey, remember in the eighth grade when I showed, you know, gave me my peanut butter jelly sandwich? Remember we go way back? All right, cool. All right. I'm going to be your friend.
All right, cool.
You know, and then it's like, now I'm advocating for her. It's like, stop it.
You're about to lose the job.
Stop
so
it.
We need you to be friends with someone else on the show.
Dang it. Who can I be friends with now? Scrappy. Remember,
like, you're picking a name.
Where's the connection? Like, nah, man. Remember I walked your dog? Like, it's just like, it was terrible. It was terrible. I really do not want her to come back ever. I feel like she's just terrible.
And they need to get rid of Arian, too. What was she only on two episodes?
Which one?
Right,
Arian. Yeah,
Arian. Oh, Arian? Oh, yeah.
Listen, the highlight that Arian has had with Love & Hip Hop was her following K. Michelle around while she was on tour and K. Michelle left her at the club. That was like the highlight of her whole series.
I think the best, just going back, flashback, was when Arian tried out to be K. Michelle's backup singer. Do you remember that?
Wow,
and
that.
Yo,
I remember that. Hilarious. Yeah,
that was hilarious. That was like,
she was like,
I felt
you can't
so
sing.
Bad. She can't sing. Yeah. She, but I've been singing since like 89. Like I'm just like, nah, but she's just, la, 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 I just la, can't la. Like, you don't have the right for what I'm doing. Like,
yeah.
She.
That was funny.
Well, I mean, I didn't have honey today, so like maybe like
she, I didn't have my green
she,
tea.
She was like, it, that was funny. I felt I was embarrassed for her. I really was.
That was
real cool. We only got a few more minutes left. Last thing we saw was we see Scrappy. We didn't see Bam really hardly just
at
the
all
beginning.
This season.
Only saw her in the first episode. The got rid. That's what they should have done with a lot of these characters.
Right. Right. Left them go. But yeah, the whole situation with Bambi obviously didn't work out. He now, according to him, lives in Miami. You know, he's doing his thing there. I feel like, well, do we know that if there is a Love and Hip Hop Miami, is that coming?
I was in the chat. They're saying that it's going to happen.
It's going to happen? Cause yeah.
We got words of a Miami and a Houston. And a Houston. But I'm pretty sure the Houston one got stopped.
Stopped? Okay. Man. I feel like if that is the case, I could see them vying for that because if Scrappy's in Miami, Jocelyn's in Miami.
Got a few of the characters.
Exactly. Yeah. Already there. And then you just build around that.
Chew that.
You know, which also would make sense if Jocelyn is really trying to be number one again. You go to Miami, you're number one now. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the principal character. So, interesting. Mona Scott Young. Interesting. What else? What else we got?
Eastern's getting all the money.
Who?
Eastern. It's the production company production that company. Does the, Eastern. Anyway, keep going.
Real quick, y'all trying to get into the superlatives?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Rapido.
The most traumatic storyline goes to Tommy.
Tommy. Yeah.
I didn't know her full name, so I just had to go with Tommy.
Oh, her full name came out. I remember what it was.
Yeah, it was too much yelling.
It was a lot.
Too much yelling.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it did.
Anything else?
Character we did not need.
I said Melissa.
Melissa, Treasure
was also there was a lot.
I think Mimi.
Mimi was non-existent too.
No,
there was no
but
purpose for her.
Mimi gives us some gems every now and then.
But this has been the
Billy Bob.
This has been the
most.
No. What's the worst? Lovely
the least.
Mimi.
Lovely.
Sorry.
Lovely Mimi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
I agree with that.
Get
up. The award for the messiest bitch award goes
Carly.
To
Carly.
Oh, she's okay. Gonna get that every time.
Hands down.
Gonna get that every time.
The award for the most ratchetest bitch goes to
Lovely Mimi.
I would say Love or Treasure.
I don't know.
You give it to Treasure?
I would give it to Treasure or the chick with all the teeth.
No, the other girl
that slept
more
with
than Treasure.
That's what I'm saying. The chick with all the
teeth.
Mariah.
So Mariah or Lovely Mimi?
Hello.
Definitely Haraya.
Haraya. So Haraya or Lovely Mimi? Who's the award going to?
Haraya.
Congratulations, ladies.
There you go.
Well, guys, it's been real. We're at the end, and last season
go.
It'll be
never regret say goodbye. So you gotta be the first one.
No, it's been fun.
It's been real.
Ratchet Mondays will always be in my heart. And, it will.
Will you forget about this next week?
I will. I will not. It will stay with me for an entire 2 weeks. Actually, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it will.
2 weeks.
It will. But no, fans are dope. We appreciate y'all rocking with us.
Shout out to the live chat. Everybody in the live chat every week.
Always hold it down all day, every day. Yeah.
That's right. Yes, you're hearing that. Yes.
I told y'all last year. I can't cry anymore. My tears are gone.
My tears in our cup.
Tears are clean.
Best of luck to all of you out there. Please keep the ratchetness alive. Okay? Do it for us. All right? Please remember to reach out to us via social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is. You know, you can look out for us on AfterBuzz TV, on other after shows, or
what
covering
shows
red
are
carpets
you
or anything
currently
like that.
Doing? What shows are you doing?
Don't worry about that. But you follow me on social media, I'll make sure to keep everyone up to date.
Exactly.
Till then, it's been great. I've enjoyed these past
seasons
and days of ratchetness.
Look, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeYourOwnDad every day so you don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Aww.
And on Power.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
And you know where to find me. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Girl Trinae. I got some fun stuff planned.
And you find me at all day, every day. And you can check out my website, stayinthemic.com. And I am also doing American Grit, which is on Fox on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. You can check me out there, too, if you want to still see my commentaries and what we doing. But that's it for us, y'all. You know.
Drops mic.
Yeah.
It's been real, guys.
I'm gonna let Sarah McLaughlin just take us out. You know, this actually is one of my jams, though.
It's your jam?
Where's what? Your lighter at, guys?
It's your jam. Is this a Friday night song for you?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.